Now, a place where would come up and drop off real sharp, you seen them.
Yeah, a valley?
Up in the, no, right up by the, you got that, on that 101, don't you got them things right up, right next to the ocean?
Oh, well, it'd be just about like a bluff here, what we call a bluff here, though. It's just, but it's just sand, I believe, isn't it?
Oh, sand?
Or dirt, it might have been rock, shale rock, but I believe it's just a sand.
But on a day where that stuff would come roll in, you'd say it'd get real.
It'd get dark, or just fog or smog. I guess it'd fog coming in off that ocean there along that region just before night.
And it'd get real.
Oh, it'd get real dark and foggy there, and everything would be wet the next morning, just like it'd come a small rain. It'd just soggy wet.
Now, when you go, say, a couple of weeks without rain here, do you?
Yes, we go more than
that. Yeah.
Sometimes we always say we begin to need a shower.
Yeah.
before 2 weeks is up.
You say you're having
a dry spell.
Dry spell. And if it goes on for a long time.
Yeah. I say it's a small drought.
Yeah, you get them here?
Yeah. Yes.
Like you had last year. We talked about that.
Yes.
What about on the morning when you wake up and the air just seems to go right through you? You walk outside. You say the weather's...
It's brisk and it's off the wind. The wind's off the North Pole.
Y'all get it from there? Here coming
It feels like it when it's coming out of, in the fall or through the winter months when it's...
coming where?
Coming out of the north. Yes, it'll come out of the north and it'll feel brisk.
Yeah. You might say it got so cold last night, the lake did what?
Froze over. Got down to Cairo last night.
Yeah. Got down to what?
Cairo. It's a saying I've always heard. It's going to get to Cairo tonight.
Cairo.
I guess zero. I don't know what.
Oh, okay.
It's just, they've always just said Cairo.
Cairo. That's something. But usually y'all get pretty good weather here.
Yes,
here.
It changes in a hurry lots of time, but we, on average, we have some pretty nice weather here. Not really that cold very long, or really that rainy.
When you're growing stuff in the spring, you have to watch out for that?
Yes, sort of. Yes.
Let me ask you what you grow here. In terms of, you said you had a garden?
Yes.
And you grow?
We grow tomatoes, potatoes, green beans, pinto beans, English peas.
Green beans, and what kind of that?
That'd be a breaking bean, instead of shelling them, you break them, eat them for green.
Well, beans. Any different types? Is that the name for all different?
Well,
types?
No, there's a different varieties of them, but I don't really know the name.
So. Now, there's some type of beans that you can't eat in the things you gotta
shell.
You gotta shell them, and what are they?
Well, your pinto bean is better shelled.
Yeah, and you get those, you got them kind of big beans?
Butter beans.
Butters. And what about maybe the real big ones, that maybe speckled? You ever get any speckled butter beans? Or?
Yeah, there's a big speckled butter bean.
Get limas?
Yes. But we don't hardly plant any butter beans. Mother used to all the time, but we don't care much for them. Well, we grow just about everything that you grow in a garden here. And
all sorts of...